Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode of Talk That Tech, the
number one tech morning show in the world. Numero Let's get it, man. Y'all already know. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's number one.
This is a crazy week. We got a lot to talk about. But I got Darcel in the building. Say good morning, fam. Good morning. Good morning. We got Operation Tech Takeover in the building as well. He says peace and blessings.
Good morning, y'all.
Yep, like, comment, and subscribe. Help the algorithm. You're absolutely right. And then Tech Coach Ralph is here as well. Good morning, everyone, he says. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you all rocking with us. And I'm trying to get myself going as well. waking up from a long weekend, as we both were talking about before. But, man, do you want to share your weekend with everybody while I get myself together?
I got you, man. Yeah. You're getting your voice right. The weekend was pretty solid, man. Didn't do much on Friday. Actually, let me take that back. Oh, it just popped in my mind. One of my cousins on Friday, he proposed, and so he did the whole thing, right? So everybody, met up at a spot, and she thought she was going to a private dinner, right? when they showed up, she was super surprised, had no clue, and it was all good. And then not too much on Saturday. Sunday, though, after church, went to that same cousin's spot, and we had barbecue and talked and had fun with a few of the family. And her side as well. So, getting to meet them and just having a good time, man. Now, had a little bit too much of a good time because I'm a little sleepy today. I stayed a little too long, I think. But we will press on, that's for sure. Man, how was your weekend, though?
Yeah, man. Like, for me, it was just a lot of, the kids having going to the pool and swimming and doing stuff like that. But I got my littlest one got me sick. And I was like, oh, man, I gotta get ready before Monday. I gotta get met ready. So it was just kind of like one of those moments where I was like really trying to like focus in and take whatever medication I can. But I'm here. We're here, y'all. Oh, yeah. And me being in the Northeast, we survived Armageddon week.
Man. Yeah, that's the thing, man. Tell me, how does that, like, that doesn't normally happen in new, like, that area, right? Like,
no
earthquakes,
no. Not like all happening so close together. So there's a couple of things, y'all, and I want to know your thoughts. What up, Mitch? Mitch is in the building. He said, yo, what up? I want to know your thoughts about this, y'all. So go ahead and type it in the comment section about last week and everything that was going on with that. It just was kind of like, what up, Anki Entertainment?
What's going on?
Yes, this is Instagram, so you can't see what. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let me go to the conversation. Scott said Trey had 14 plates.
Hey, you know what, Scott? Exactly right, man. That's why I'm tired. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I had too many plates. And I don't normally eat like that. But it was good. It was good, And it got me. It got me today.
So, oh, yeah.
You're exactly right.
I hear that, man. I hear that. And but going back to this week, man, this week was kind of crazy. So if y'all know, I'm in Jersey and we had the earthquake at pretty much a couple of towns away from me with the epicenter. And so I was here working home alone. And then all of a sudden I start seeing stuff start shaking. I'm like, is it just me? Because when you're home alone and stuff starts going crazy, you're like, man, am I having a mental breakdown? Like, what's going on?
Mine.
I go outside, nobody's there. But then I go back on our Slack channel for my job, and everybody's like, did you feel that earthquake? Da, 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 da. And there's another guy who lives a couple of towns away from me said, yeah, I felt that it was really strong here. Lo and behold, that actually was the epicenter, was right here in New Jersey. So, oh, what up, Gore? We got Courtney. What up, Courtney? we got Courtney up in here in the building. She's on IG. Yes, there was an earthquake in New Jersey. If you're not aware of that, definitely look it up. 4.8, so it wasn't like earth-shattering, but in some places, I mean, they did have some damages, though. Like, yeah, water mains breaking, all sorts of stuff. So yeah, it was real. At least for us.
That just sounds... I mean, when I heard about it, bro, I was like, In New Jersey?
Like,
it just sounds weird, man. It sounds weird, but, you know.
Yeah.
In diverse places, man.
Yeah.
Diverse.
it was an odd place, but it was actually on a fault line that they had here.
Gotcha.
So if you're not in the northeast part, Joe breaking out the Matrix. Operation Takeover. Joe breaking out the Matrix. That's what I felt like. I didn't take a red pill or a blue pill, but something was happening. And then we had Mitch that didn't feel it. Yeah, that's the thing. If you were not in PA, if you were not in New York, if you were not in Delaware, like this part of the Northeast, we felt it, right? And you know what's so crazy? Not only did we have that earthquake, which was like one of the biggest that we had in a long time, in a very long time, but we also had a lightning strike the Statue of Liberty. So that was another thing. So everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's a time. You know, some people came out of their houses calling people praying. Like, they called the person that they knew was the most righteous person among them and said, "You still here? Okay, cool. We good."
Yeah, amen.
We good. Amen. Thank you so much, Cordy. Yeah, I'm glad we were safe. Everybody's safe. Family's safe. Appreciate you, man. And, it was one of those things where it's just like, that's hilarious. Oh, man.
That'd be a crazy day, man. You called the most righteous person you know, and that phone don't answer?
You still here? If they don't answer, exactly. If they don't answer, you're like, oh my gosh, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
If they don't answer, you blew it.
Missed a perfect call. Oh man. You know.
Yo.
That was some people's mindset. But then we had the solar eclipse coming today. And so everybody's like, what's going on with this week? Like, especially Northeast,
jam-packed. Are y'all gonna be out there for that solar eclipse? Are y'all going blind for that, or how does that work?
For me, or just
everybody, you and them?
That's a good question, y'all. Are y'all going outside to watch it? I don't have the gear for it, I'll watch it via TV or via NASA.
Hello.
I'm good.
I'm gonna be in the house. I'm gonna take a break from work. I'm gonna look through my window at the way it looks outside. I would not be looking dead directly at the sky. Nah. Because I also don't have the gear. I mean, I got plenty of glasses around here, but yes, I don't think any of them are are solar proof. And I'm not trying to be. I'm not gonna make that joke. I don't want to go blind. Okay. I don't even know how it works, so I'm not gonna chance it. I don't have the gear, so yeah.
I see.
I know some people's jobs. I know some people's jobs probably are supplying the gear. So sometimes, I know I've been at a job before where we all went outside. I think it was some years ago, but
it was probably 2017 around that time, probably.
Yeah, literally. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to definitely talk about it more in the show, but let me go to the comment section real quickly here. I have Onky Entertainment saying, no, he's not going outside. I'll be in the studio. That's on Instagram. And then I have Darcel saying, my wife loves solar eclipse. We saw one and traveled 1.5 hours to see some years ago. That's another thing we're going to talk about. It took 6 hours to get back home. And we're going to talk about why that took so long.
Yeah, man. It's wild. 6 hours.
6 hours, I'll be like, listen, NASA, you know, I'll go watch it through you. LOL, my mom said she felt the earthquake, and I said there was no earthquake.
Dang.
Depending on where you live, if you live in New York, you'd be like, oh, that was just a subway. the subway train is a little extra today. They gave us glasses at work for it. Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. I know
sometimes they do that. Drove an hour and a half away.
Buyer beware, though. They actually have some people that are acting like they're sunglasses for the eclipse, but they're not giving it out. A tip there is to like make sure the address is on the side of it to see like where it was manufactured from, because some people are like, hey, here you go, eclipse glasses, and they're literally not made for that at all.
Look, got the 3D glasses from 2007.
Yeah, man. Texas Coach Ralph said, if it didn't happen for Mitch, it didn't happen at all. And he said, facts, facts. Oh, man. Yeah, so, like, listen, y'all, if y'all going to be out there watching the solo clips, be safe, be safe, be safe. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how crazy would you rank that week? You got the earthquake, we got the lightning bolts, the Statue of Liberty, and then we got the solar eclipse. If you don't think this is Armageddon week, a lot of people are like, you know what, I don't know what's going on right now, but...
That was about a five. If it was 9.8, if it was some locusts and stuff flying around, you know, Statue of Liberty break in half after it got struck, that's up there.
That's a little different, right? And then earthquake in Taiwan, I see, for RK Entertainment, earthquake in Taiwan as well. So yeah, a lot of things are happening at the same time. And it might be a little bit of just something to keep and monitor as we continue to go on. Tech Coach Ralph says it was a clean 80 degrees and sunny all weekend in South Florida.
Hey, Ralph. Beautiful spring here as well. Springtime days all weekend, man. I'm with you on that one.
And then I talk about the rain. We had rain like it was going to flood again, like for the past two weeks. Like.
I think we will have some rain on Tuesday, but I mean, as far as this past week and past weekend, 80s, man, it's been beautiful. Breeze, little cool breeze, you know, you throw on some green Irish tweed, the wind was catching it, it was gone, man. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Man, yeah, I hear that. You know, as we're preparing for the solar eclipse, some hackers might have to be prepared to be caught.
Oh,
we're going to talk about that now.
And that's facts, man. The U.S., man, how about this? What would y'all do if the U.S. offered y'all $10 million? I'm talking about 10 of them things. What would you do? Would you take it? Probably. I know I would, even if I didn't know how, right? So in this case, I don't know how, but I still will get on some ChatGPT trying to figure it out. The U.S. is offering $10 million to help catch Change Healthcare hackers. So y'all remember, a little while back when ALPHV and Black Cat, those Russian-based ransomware as a service operations, they basically attacked United Healthcare's, one of their subsidiaries, Change Healthcare, and got in there and, they targeted some healthcare services and got some data. A whole lot of patients' data actually is still at risk right now. But it was a $22 million scam. And so right now, they're just trying to get somebody so that they can, you know, catch them up and charge them. So the U.S. is offering $10 million for somebody, probably another hacker, right? Like, who else is going to be able to do this?
Yeah.
Probably another hacker. And they're gonna try and get that done. So basically, if y'all didn't know, the gang actually targets U.S. critical infrastructure, and they just try and cause significant disruption. Like, that's their whole thing, is charging. And these are different type of gangs these days, y'all. Like, y'all talking about Crips and Bloods.
Not the Sharks, or the Jets.
Exactly. What about Black Cat and Alpha V, man? They tearing stuff up in big ways, okay? Despite losing the ransom cut, the affiliate group still claims access to sensitive patient data, and Change Healthcare ejected hackers from the network and restored the systems, but the impact on the patient data is still actually unconfirmed. So, yeah, still going on.
Tech Coach Ralph,
here's the thing.
Too.
Like, yeah, what'd he say?
He said they still haven't fixed that.
Man, no. Mm-mm. Matter of fact, they couldn't fix it themselves, so they offering $10 million for somebody who, is probably illegal to come in and do it and fix it for them.
Mm. Tech Coach Ralph, you need to gather the gang together and get this done. Y'all can split it $2 million each. Just like, you need to get a crew together to take them out. I mean, like, listen, this is people's information, man, is out there.
Yeah, it's serious. Like, it's serious stuff.
You know, that's why it's important to have identity theft protection, you know. And sometimes, you know, was it a $1 million policy could be pennies on the dollar sometimes. I don't know, but yeah, like we even know situations of people that, what up, Willie Models? What up, Willie Models on Instagram? We know situations where people literally, you know, got, that actually happened recently with Anthony O'Neill. I don't know if you remember that story.
Oh yeah, bro.
Where he like they had a really good scam, got on a Zoom call with them and everything. They
got him out of 40 racks.
$40,000, bro. $40,000. So these scammers are out here and they are in full force. You definitely want to protect yourself. I don't remember. I don't have any sponsors right now to share, but what I would say is just like, yeah, protect yourself, y'all. Protect yourself out here.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Darcel says they need that GTA 6 hacker. Yeah.
You know what, Darcel? They do need that guy. They know where to find him. He's still in that hospital jail, right? Yeah. He's gonna be in the hospital jail for life. So they know where to find him. I wouldn't be surprised if they already asked him too. Like, for real.
I would force them to do it.
You work for us. Yeah. You work for us now.
It's over. You belong to us.
We'll cut off 16 years if you help us get this done. He's still gonna be in there till he's 96.
Yeah, and Ralph said, I think we could figure it out in regards to just finding out who and where and what. Tech coach Ralph says, I think AO was more social engineering than a true hack. That's true. What it was.
For sure.
For sure. But it's just like in general, just being very cautious out here and even trying to find services that could detect if your information is on the dark web, which it probably is for all of us in some form or fashion. And getting that wiped off.
I know mine is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure mine is too. Especially,
I found a service. I need to actually go ahead and get it kicked off because I looked up one day. That thing said, "Hey, you have 116 at risk." I'm like, "Oh, snap!"
I saw that too.
I need to do something about this.
Yes. and to talk about what we can do regarding the subject, I have no other than OTTO on the line, Operation Tech Takeover. What's up, brother?
What's up, family? How y'all doing, family?
Good, man.
I'm going to go on do a shameless plug for some brothers I know that are top tier. If they can't get GT6, they need to go on and get my dude Ralph. They need to go on and get Tayon Tech, Keep It Techie, PPO. And struggle security. You got the tech Avengers right there, baby. Y'all get the tech Avengers together, and go get this thing taken care of completely.
Yeah.
Go get a brother 10 mil, man. Go get
give
him
that. Give
him
that 10.
Yeah.
You got the tech Avengers right there, baby. Right. Now they're gonna have a better theme song than that, Joe. Now you know they're gonna come with some people.
Come on now. You know that theme song gonna be right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Them BPMs gonna be right. That bass gonna be hidden.
You know, they're
going to
get Kanye on the 808. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be old boy, baby.
That's funny.
The tech Avengers,
baby. Not the tech Avengers, Darcel said. Hey, I'm down with it. I'm down with it. I would like to see a crew like that. That would make a great movie.
It would, actually.
Let's start writing that screenplay. OTTO.
Y'all have a good, bro. I had to come here and make y'all laugh, man. You know
Yeah, man.
Always appreciate it. All right, now. Really good one.
Always, brothers.
All right. Later.
All right, now.
Yeah, that was always good, man, having OTTO coming on, man. But it's true. Like, yeah, I'm thinking y'all could come together. Y'all know people that are smart. You know, brainiac levels, and say, "Hey, how can we get this 22 mil?"
Real quick.
You know,
I'm about them joint partnerships agreements. So I might have to, let me find somebody who is just great at what they do, but they don't really like. Hey, you know, I just do this. I don't really, you know, it is what it is. And I'm like, hey, man, let me give you 500,000 to help me solve this for the U.S. man. And then go off with the rest.
It reminds me of the heist, like how the professor was there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Professor Trey coming in the building, getting this group together.
Joint ventures, man. I wouldn't do them like that, though, obviously. I'm not doing the work. I'll give you 7 mil.
Oh, man.
I don't need it all.
Whatever, Angel, we got Angel on Instagram there as well. Well, let me ask you this. Will the bounty help capture the hackers? Do you think that the bounty will actually help capture the hackers? Or people are, like, too scared for fear of retaliation. They're like, I ain't want to really mess with these people. What are your thoughts on that? And we'll put that in the chat so that
people I think it's enough for somebody to, for sure. Maybe not some of the top guys. Like, you know, maybe not some of those, like, tippy top of the top, but yeah, for some of them, I think that's enough to get them interested, get them looking into it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and Tech Coach Ralph says Trey and brother after my own heart. Yeah, yeah, man. Whatever we could do. Listen, maybe y'all can have a powwow after this and talk about it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Because you never know. It could possibly happen. Stuff's crazy. Man. Yeah, man.
Stuff's crazy.
Well, as you know, if you can, go ahead and see the ticket at the bottom. Go ahead, like, comment, and subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/@talkthattechshow. And right now, we're going to transition over to one of my favorite segments within a segment called the Bulletin Board. We're going to be quick like we always are with this one, but stay locked in because there may be something in your neck of the woods that either costs $0 and 0 cents that you could attend, whether it's virtual or in person, or something that you can just send to a friend. So lock in with us, stay with us, and we'll definitely have that going on real quickly before I go. Darcel says, will the government truly deliver, and are the hackers going to get your info if you are successful? It's risky.
Hmm. You know, like, because you got to remember, man, when you're doing a deal with the devil like that, I'm not calling them all devils, but I'm just saying, I could see somebody not only finding out who it is,
yeah,
getting the other information, and making a copy of all the information and then giving everything back over. It's like, oh, yeah, not only did I get that money, but I got all the patient's information again.
So now you got to pay me.
Exactly.
Hold me for
exactly,
ransom,
man. We seen it happen. That happened to MGM, man.
Yeah.
MGM, when they were trying to get that. Yeah, bro. They gave them the money and still was locked out. That's how it works. It's crazy.
Ransomware, I tell you. But yes, we got the bulletin board, y'all. But if it's on the bulletin board, there's so much more. We're just going to hit a couple of them. But this segment is powered by Black Tech Global, your premier directory for upcoming tech events. So let's get into this. And we're going to have a really good one for you right now. First things first, we do have this event coming up, which is actually an interview prep event. I think if you are interested in that, we know the market is crazy. So this might be a great opportunity for you. Check that out. It's actually free and it's going to be happening Tuesday, April 9th, and it's strictly online. So go ahead and check that out. This is going to be provided by National Societies of Black Engineers, the Boston Professionals. So go ahead and check that out so you get that preparation work needed to land your next job. Now, we talked about this one last week, and I think this one is probably a good one to talk about this week, which is Your First Million. It's actually an event that has tons of your probably speakers that you might be knowing of, Issa Rae, Rich Paul, so many different people in different spheres of influence. Gary Vee is going to be there, Lamar Tyler and Ryan Tyler. Oh, cool. Dynamic duos. And so you can see a lot of people that you either might be familiar with or interested to learn how they got to where they are and what tidbits they have. So if that's something that you're interested, definitely check that out. That's going to be happening in Los Angeles, April 9th to the 12th. So tomorrow to the 12th. Cost is $400 for that, but it might be well worth it, especially with all you're looking to do and get. Stay with us. I'm almost done. St. Louis Black Tech Conference is happening in St. Louis, and it's going to be a free ticket admission for this. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. And as you can see, the address is here. So definitely, the address is here. So definitely check that out if that's something that you are interested in. We also have Black Men Mask Off Social Golf Mixer. This is for you, Trey. This is for you. So let me bring this up because I think that you definitely would appreciate this one.
That's funny. And by the way, I can see all the mink coats out in the St. Louis one too, boy. All the mink coats. Even though it's getting hot, I can still see it. But what's this?
Come on, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. This is going to happen. Actually, this is in Minnesota, the Black Men's Mask Off.
Oh, that sounds cold.
Yeah, that sounds cold to me too. But it looks pretty cool. Like it might be an indoor event and they might have tea time. Yeah, so it's going to be just something that they could do as a social, and that's about $35 for anybody that is interested in participating.
Man, that's actually smart.
Yeah, it actually is smart, participating in that, just to get together and just to talk about life. Then we got Black Tech BTN, Black Tech Nation Networking Mixer. This is going to be happening in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And this is actually totally free. So if you are in the area, go ahead and check that out for yourself. And then we have, last but not least, for this segment, we have Black Tech HBCU Tour, Baton Rouge Community College. That's actually where you can select tickets here. And you can see this free, whether it's general or for partner tickets. They've done events before, career pathways, breaking into tech, and all sorts of stuff. So if you are in the Baton Rouge area, check that out. It's presented by JPMorgan Chase as one of the sponsors, I believe. So definitely check that out if you are in the arena, in the area. And that is it for the Black Tech. That is it for the bulletin board. If you want any other events that you know of that we haven't talked about, just let us know, and we'll definitely try to have it on here. But if you want to see more, just go to blacktechglobal.com, because there's tons of events over there that you can check out. It's all in the palm of your hand if you have a smartphone. Really, it's all in the palm of your hand. However, what else can we talk about when it comes to the palm?
A whole lot. Might be too much. I don't know. I'm not even going to lie. So when it comes to the palm, how about this? How many of y'all actually use mobile pay, right? Apple Pay, or tap. How many people using that right now? Like, where you just tap the iPhone. If you're Mitch, you're tapping some kind of other product. I don't even know if they still make those. But, you know, how many of us use Apple Pay, you're tapping and all of that, right? Well, now Amazon, they're trying to one up everybody else again, right? They're probably battling with Elon. He can't come out with this chip in the head. No, we got to do something. So Amazon has now had Amazon One launches a new app to scan your palm for checkout, right? And they're calling it Palm Pay.
Palm Pay.
I had to do a little pause right there. Palm Pay, okay? So basically, it's a recognition app that is supposed to be transforming the checkout experience. It's used over 8 million times for secure transactions, and it's beyond retail. So it's revolutionizing the enterprise identity verification. So the craziest part is, I can see how revolutionizing it is for verification and identity verification, right? And who's using it. But man, it sounds intense. But basically, now as a customer, you can use the Amazon One app for contactless palm recognition at select locations, right? But all you got to do is download the app, take a photo of your palm at home, and then you link that profile for the various transactions that you're going to be doing, man. And so it's encrypted. It's stored securely on the AWS cloud, right? So you got that privacy. And it's already been used like over 8 million times. So there's some people out there doing it already, for sure. The craziest, I don't know. It just sounds wild, right? Because we know it's extremely unique, right? It's only one of these. Person, so you know who's using it. Anyways, technology is expanding. It's beyond retail for enterprise identification purposes. So they're building it out. I don't know, guys. I haven't done it. I saw it. I haven't done it. And normally, I'm one of the ones who's at the top of the list for a lot of the stuff to try it out and see. I hadn't done it. I'm still on tap. I'm still on tap.
I'm gonna go to the comment section real quickly because Tech Coach Ralph says shots fired.
No, I was just joking.
But Darcel also mentioned he's an Apple Pay and FaceTime only reason I still have an iPhone. So if they do this, then it's gonna be something else. Mitch said they do it at Whole Foods, I think.
They probably do. Amazon got Whole Foods on lock, so that would make sense. I haven't been in there in a second. I saw it, but I probably wasn't looking for it either. You know,
that's crazy. Someone's gonna cut it. Coach Ross said someone's gonna separate. I'm gonna just look at YouTube. Your hand to pay at Whole Foods like Jack Boer does in 24 hour to access secure locations. Jack Bauer. Yes.
Joe.
What a show.
Could you imagine? It's like, oh, they just strolling through with a basket full of stuff and a machete.
And just I think they might even try to find ways to, like, when you like get like if you touch a doorknob or whatever, I don't know what, but they're gonna definitely try ways to do that. You know. You said, what if you got sweaty palms? it's all about the lines, right? So they might be able to go past that and see the lines. That's a no for me. Tap, tap, tap. I agree, man. And Operation Takeover says, man, this is voluntary fingerprinting on a bigger scale. That is a very good point.
That was my first thought, bro. But I will say, you know, there are people out there who they're like super, they want to be all the way off the grid and all this stuff. And the first thing that pops in my mind, bro, is I'm like, you know, they got your footprint and your fingerprints when you were born, like straight off the rip. Like, and I think people forget about that. So I don't know. That's always been my thing. But I will say, OTTO, bro, that's exactly my thoughts, man. I was like, man, they getting them by the droves easy. I'm talking about layup.
Layup indeed. And let me ask you this. Will you sign up for the Palm Wallet? And I'm going to give my thoughts now because while people are thinking about it, I don't think I will, only because it's convenient. Yes, you can leave your wallet at home, right, and just walk with it. But if you think about it, they already have our eyes with our phone. They already got our image with social media and everything that goes on. They have our voice. There's so much thing that they already have to make us be us. You know, just continuing that pattern, there's certain places where I feel like it has to slow down. And I think this is one of them, you know. And just thinking about, like, the crazy stories that we hear all the time, like, this is one of those areas where I think we definitely have to slow down. I got Tech Coach Ralph coming in as well. And we got Trey. Tech Coach Ralph says, Trey breaking hearts with that info.
I mean, sometimes it just gets wild, bro. You know, for real.
Yeah, man.
I never said out loud to him, though. I just let him, you know, go in with the, you know, I'm off the grid. I only use, you know, whatever. I don't know, Telegram and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, bro, they still got you.
They got you for sure. OTTO is back in the building, calling in. Let's bring him back up. What up, brother?
What's up, fam? I had to call in for this one, but I was going to say, I mean, you know, like, the situation with Apple and privacy. Do you really think Bezos is not about to give up information if the government comes and says, hey, look, we trying to find this person. We need them palm prints, man. So we can track down the palm of this person. Basically, he gonna give it up so quick.
Dude, that was probably the deal up front, man.
Probably.
Right. It's like, hey, we think about coming out with this Palm Pay. Hey, no problem. As long as we got full access.
Facts. Facts. Like, okay, cool. Yeah, you can do that. Sit back. You know what? Hey, now if we let him do this, but you know how easy it's gonna be? We ain't got to try to trick nobody into giving us their palms. He gonna get all the information for us. All we gotta do is sit back and wait. And anytime something happens, like, yo, Jeff, yo, what's up, bro? Yeah, look here, man. I'm gonna need about a million of them palms, bro, from this area. We think we know where this guy is at. We gonna need these palms, bro. All right, here you go, man. I'm gonna ship you some with free shipping too.
That's another level of framing. Imagine the amount of crimes that people could say, oh, no, well, we have your fingerprint or we have something there.
Right. Know? I didn't do it, brother. We got your palm.
What are you talking about? Partial. This is full blown.
Right. Every line.
We got those three lines right there. We know those are your three lines in your hand right there. Yes. Yeah, it's an individual to you, my good sir. You're going away for life.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I mean, like, so Take Coach Ralph said, he said, like, this is the line in the sand for Joe. He's giving everything else, but this. I think personally for me, you know, like, it's gonna probably, I would say never say never, but it's probably one of those things where it's like reminding me, like, how much of us do they have already? I know somebody that I met a couple years ago, not too long ago, that never had a Facebook. And they never, they, a lot of these things, these social constructs that we kind of subscribe to, they were like, not, never. I play board games. Like that, that's how they rock. Oh, but yeah, like he like totally off grid. But it makes me think, like, man, how many things, you know, have we given them a license to? Like Tokyo Tech Coach Ralph said, like there's a lot of things they have over us. Mitch said Apple is trash.
I like what Darcell said, okay?
Which part?
We'll say half, right half trash.
Oh, half trash?
Yes.
Well, so that's something that a brother talked to me about one day that I was sitting down with a guy, ex-military, and you know, we were kind of chatting and talking, and he was talking about the whole thing with the, you know, the shot and everything else and the mask, and he was like, you know why they're forcing this mask thing, right? And of course, you know, me being in the medical field, in my opinion, he kind of smiled and chuckled. He said, yeah. He said, you woke a little bit, but you ain't woke enough. And I said, what's that mean? He said, think about it. And I sat there for a second. He said, face recognition, right? I said, yeah. You know, he's like, you know, you have face recognition. I know about it. You know, it's like you said, like face ID. He said, but you need the whole face for that, right? I said, yeah. He said, think about it with a mask. If you can train AI to use facial recognition without so many points, would you really need the whole face? I said, dang, bro, that's cold-blooded. So his theory was the enforcement of wearing the mask all the time was not to protect people, but to get people in the mindset of putting the mask on so they can train different models for facial recognition without having to have the whole face. Just that part that's open from the mask, you know, just for your eyes and eyebrows and forehead and all that stuff, just to get that little bit and be able to train off of that. And I said, man, that's cold blooded, bro. He said, think about how many people did it.
And I was like, mean get out. I definitely did it. I remember my iPhone, my stuff was opening up with the mask.
Right. We all did. I mean, hey, like I said, being in the medical field, we had no choice. We had to wear the mask, you know what I'm saying? And then being out in public, you get used to it. So you be out in public, don't even realize you got it on. I mean, I would leave work some days and still be riding the car and get home and realize, go in the bathroom, realize I still had the mask.
Still have it on.
I'm like, dang, I had this thing on the whole time. So, you know what I mean? If you thinking about that, you going into stores, you know, these stores have cameras up, you know what I'm saying? So you just going everywhere with a mask on. I said, man, that's cold-blooded, bro. And everybody did it. Nobody thought about it. I said, man, that's crazy. And of course, you know, of course, that was just a hypothesis, but I was like, I mean, it ain't far-fetched. I can't say it's far-fetched.
So, for real.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that was crazy, bro.
We know what it's capable of. Right, the government, facts. So, hey,
facts.
Wouldn't like put it past them.
Right, right. And like I said, you know, we talked about it before. Like with Black Hat, remember I told y'all about that on the street, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of stuff. And then you got blacklisted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the AI system he used to track the killers and stuff like that, bro. Like it's not a lot of the stuff that we see on TV is not really that far away. They just ain't hit people to it because some of that stuff is too scary to tell the general public, like, hey, yeah, we got the capability to do this. The general public will lose their mind if they knew some of the stuff, man, that they see in movies that we really have access to do. Some of these guns you see in the movies are like, oh, man, that's crazy. That's a cool gun. Man, the government had that for like 8 years.
Like, or even longer,
Yeah, y'all playing. The government had that for years, bro.
Before we get access, they definitely got it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The plasma guns. Like, oh, that's kind of a dope gun. Hate them Halo guns. Man, the government been having them Halo guns for 20 years, bro. They just ain't released it to y'all. Yeah. Bro, stop playing. You better ask somebody, man.
Yeah, man. Ooh. No, it's like Mitch said, nasty work.
Right. Exactly. I mean, they got the ones that they can see through your whole house. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's past thermal technology. But it, you know, it's like infrared. They can just see through everything. It's past all that stuff, bro. Like I was watching a war show one day and saw some of that stuff, and I can't see it now. So I'm assuming they got to take it down. But I saw one day. I mean, it's been a couple of years. I was just like, bro, that's crazy. They can actually like use satellites and everything as they got and pinpoint exactly. Night. Yeah, with satellites, bro. I said, man, bro, that's crazy. I won't sign up.
People don't think about because they don't see them. You know, satellites out of space, they don't see them.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You can use satellite to pinpoint where somebody is or something is. You get the right coordinates and pinpoint it right there. Boom. All right, he's the third one on the couch. All right, cool. Got it.
Not the first or second. He's third.
Right. You are clear to go. Clear to go high. Yeah, nah.
With the Neuralink, they probably tell the other two, y'all need to get out the room.
Right. So right. Exactly.
About to go down.
Look, Eli, I'm going to tell him that I would suggest you to go ahead and exit the room stage left because you're about to have a pink mist. I promise you are.
It's a wrap.
Right.
It's a wrap. Oh, man, this is so good, man. Thank you so much, man, for sharing. I definitely appreciate it. That was good. That was good. I enjoyed that.
All right, brothers. I'll see y'all soon.
All right. All right, now. Man, that was good, man. That was good. I got to go to the comment section, y'all, because it's, you know, just hearing everybody's responses.
I know it was going in a little bit. What are they talking about in there?
They were saying, Techco Ralph said, if I was integrated into Amazon ecosystem, then maybe I would do the palm reading scan, the palm scan.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's easy. It's easy that way. That's how Apple got it.
Yeah.
with the facial recognition. And how people really off the grid if they know they off the grid. You on somebody's grid if you do it that.
we're here with it. That's me.
And he said, oh, with the full face, they still say we all look the same. That's a funny one, Techco Ralph. That's a funny one. Oh man. Darcel says Ralph is spitting facts. Ty Smith says, if it allows me to skip the TSA line, then I'm down wearing a mask.
That's funny.
Having it recognized. Techco Ralph says he may be on to something there. Oh, man. That's hilarious. But listen,
y'all. I think he was talking about the palm.
Oh, right? The palm to not skip the TSA line. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, okay. He was signed for the palm. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that.
He might actually be on to something there. I will say.
With TSA just going blip. I think I saw something like that. The dude with the passports, right?
They already have a system now where if you send all your stuff in early, then you can move around a little bit.
Welcome back. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what I saw. I saw something like that in the airport. I don't know if it was a palm scan, but something like it was like, yeah, this step right here, doot, you're good. Oh, man. Now, I may not be prepared for the palm wallet, but I'm trying to get prepared for this eclipse. I'm trying to get prepared for this eclipse, man. And if you are prepared, like we talked about it earlier, like, are you going to really be out there looking at this eclipse? Are you prepared for the eclipse? And for me, I would say, unfortunately, no. I am not prepared for this eclipse, but here are some things I can learn to make my day and probably yours just a little bit easier today. So right now, millions of people are expecting to travel to witness a solar eclipse, which is going to be, again, today. The path of totality stretches across 13 states, including my own, New Jersey, New York.
Mine too.
Yeah, yours as well, where basically if you go outside, it's going to get pitch black one day. You're like, oh, snap, what's up there? Yes, it definitely is something that... It's gonna happen.
Now you're blind. Don't do that. Yeah,
no. Don't do it. That was me telling you not to do it. If you thought that was a joke, don't do it. Don't do it. And then what up? Good morning. Good morning from NYC. So glad. Oh yeah. So you're gonna definitely see it. Orice, you're definitely gonna see it. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Ty Smith says, yeah, man. Clear is a lifesaver. Yeah, oh, clear. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For the TSA man. Darcel, I got my glasses. Not traveling this time, though. I got you. Well, if you're going to be watching it, there's a couple of things you want to keep in mind of. So, the path of totality stretches across 13 U.S. states and Canada's maritime provinces, covering like 115 miles wide. So, a lot of people are going to be able to see it. And during this eclipse, though, you have to be careful. If you're traveling, about 5+ million people are going to be traveling to these different spots if they're not in that what you call the totality stretch there. They're going to travel to it. So if you're traveling, keep that in mind. Darcel said the last time, he literally said it took him 6 hours to get back home. So I wanted just to keep that in mind. If you are traveling to pick up kids, if you have things like that going on, you want to kind of work your schedule around that today. And I'll watch it on TV. I definitely hear that. But yeah, so in regards to that, you definitely want to make sure that you're planning your day accordingly. Thankfully, I'm working from home today, so that's not going to be too much of an issue. But expect that with train travel, even but mostly with car transportation, it's going to be rough today. Mitch says, if I don't see the eclipse, it didn't. Yeah, the earthquake. If an earthquake didn't, if I didn't feel earthquake, it didn't happen. If I don't see the eclipse, it didn't happen. Well,
what happened to me.
Yeah, well, definitely check that out for sure, because in regards to getting prepared for that. Now, just to kind of give you a little bit more perspective, y'all, states that are along the path of totality are implementing plans to manage traffic. So you're going to see a lot more police presence. You're going to see a lot more traffic cops out there. New York and Arkansas, which anticipate significant increases in vehicle trips. I saw it last night as well, you know. And then we have Techo Trout says we should have a watch party live stream. That might not be a bad idea. That might not be
everybody
a bad idea.
Everybody hop on Tech Coach Ralph's live stream so we can watch this thing.
I mean, they might shut us down again like the last time. we hit show with it. Look at this, guys. And then, boop, like, what happened? Violation. But, yeah, working from home, many elementary schools are going to watch. Yeah, I think it's definitely something that a lot of people are going to be participating in. Now, talking about technology, though, is actually going to play a big role in this, especially when it comes to AI in regards to managing traffic flow, emergency vehicle access, and weather effects. Specifically, AI will play a crucial role in managing traffic flow and kind of giving people ideas of where they should or where they should not be in regards to transportation. And even though, like I said, they're going to use public transportation for a lot of people, they're encouraging that. That's going to be crazy as well. Keep in mind that there's going to be increased cell usage at this time. So you may experience an affect your service. Be careful with that as well, because you're going to think like, wait a second, did the eclipse knock it out? It's just that there's a lot of people that are using the internet and everything at the same time in concentrated areas. So you think about it, 5 million people gathered, boom, they're there. So a lot of things have been put in place to kind of increase and prepare for that. Like networks have prepared, where there's AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. They feel like they could handle it, so but they made sure that they tested everything out and make sure that solution is there. You know, there's going to be ample coverage, obviously, from the news as well, and then NASA as well is preparing for the eclipse. NASA will actually do a live stream today as well, if you want to check that out. So if you want to, if they don't shut us down, I'll do a live stream with NASA. But if not, Tech Coach Ralph will do it. So the coverage will be there. In fact, Tech Coach Ralph, yeah, do it, brother. So we get everybody on the channel. We're going to hop on it. We're going to share it with others. So if you definitely do it, go ahead and follow Tech Coach Ralph on youtube.com/@TechCoachRalph. Right? I think that's the right URL. Go ahead and follow him, because he might be doing it. He's like, listen, I was busy working. I'm not planning to do anything. But now you are. now you are. And so anyway, well, yeah, so NASA actually worked with Amazon Web Services to ensure the website can handle traffic spike efficiently. So AWS. So yeah, so it's a lot of people that are preparing for this. And so how are you going to prepare for the eclipse? I think I'm going to try to see if I can grab some glasses from a store. I'm pretty sure like ShopRite might have it or something like that for a premium price.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe might be on the low, bro. Might hit you for a dollar.
Yeah. The dollar. So, yeah. So, I need like 7 glasses. So, yeah.
Yes.
for the family. Yeah, man. Oh, man. But, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I know. Put it in the chat again. Are you guys prepared for the eclipse? Where you plan to go? Facebook Marketplace says it's for $2 where you can buy it. I just want to know if I could pick it up in time, because sometimes I don't got time to do it. And Tech Coach Ralph says, oh, I got an idea. I'm going to do this solar eclipse and do a live stream. I'll hop on, brother.
Me too. It's crazy, bro. You know, I didn't realize that people, like, I think Darcell said it before, like, today, that, you know, they traveled before. But I didn't realize people traveled like that for these. Mm-hmm. But even yesterday, when I was out, some people that I know, like, some of my family members, they was like, oh, yeah, you know, we got some family that they're, like, a little bit out of the city. So, they got, you know, got land. You know, we got people who got land here. And, they were renting out their land for parking spots for like literally like people are traveling from out of town to go to their land to be able to park specifically there. I think they're like $15 a piece or something like that. But I didn't know people were doing that. I had no clue. I'm like, oh, well, I'm already parked, right? And I'm not paying anything. Maybe for some glass. I didn't think about that. I could go pop up down the street and get some glasses. I don't know. I might see. If I can get some glasses, then maybe I'll look. I don't want to lose my sight, man.
Yeah, Tech Coach Ralph says, do they sell them at Dollar Tree? They might actually.
But even if they do, Dollar Tree ain't a dollar no more.
Dollar Tree is $2.
Wasn't that the news? No, I think it was them. It was one of those dollar stores. They went up.
Yeah, they need to change their name.
I know.
Their name. And OTT is being funny. He's like, stop playing, Joe. You need 12. I probably need... I need 12 because they probably might break some of them. They're like, oh, what is this?
Not before it starts. They're going to break them before it starts, man.
Listen, y'all. My kids break a lot of stuff. It's just, you don't even know which one it is. And then like, oops, I'm sorry. You know, anyway. Yeah, that's another story right there. I talked to my therapist about. But seriously, you know, I think it'll be good. Yeah, $1.25 tree. $1.25 tree.
Yeah, that's where they at now. Yeah.
And inflation. He's like the Dollar Tree's like inflation, my boy. Inflation. We gotta change it. Oh man. Yeah. So like I think it's gonna be a great experience today if you are in the trajectory of this eclipse. You know, it happens last time was 2017, so it doesn't happen all the time. It happened 7 years ago. So let you know if you can and you all have what you need to protect yourself, then I think it's not a bad experience for sure. Not a bad one at all.
For sure. Just to say you saw it.
You know? Yeah, man. You're around when it happened. All right. Anyway, we got a segment within a segment.
Yeah, you know, the segment within a segment. Are we going to that? Wait, hold on.
Oh, we don't have to. We don't have to.
Wait. What was it? Go ahead,
Brown.
Bro.
Brown,
when you said that, I'm like, oh, wait, we got another one. I thought you went somewhere else, man. Yeah, no. Brown Box Special, man. Y'all already know this is how we do it every time. We got the Brown Box Special. And this one is an interesting one as well. So it says a VP at my company caught wind that she was actually going to get fired. Ooh. Now, her secretary told her that the higher ups, they're on their way. Like, I'm letting you know, I just saw, hey, they popped in. The VP told her secretary that she was going to the bathroom and waiting 30 minutes. After waiting 30 minutes, they had someone go check the bathroom. The VP never went to the bathroom. She dipped out the back and she went home to try and avoid being fired. Little did she know, they have her cell phone number. Nah.
They have an email. It's like she's trying to avoid being served. Like,
yeah, that's literally like, oh, you forgot. It don't work like that. If you're getting served, yeah, you can Euro step out of that thing. You can try and get away, but this is just getting fired. You know, you know, you gotta come here. Your stuff is still here. We're gonna get you. Yeah, she thought she was getting away. She couldn't do it.
We gonna find you. Yeah, I honestly, I'm surprised that the VP was the one to be like, you know what, I'm gonna run to the bathroom.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to act like I just had a really terrible lunch, a lot of beans and what you would call it, and I'm gonna dip out, and they can't not call me and tell me, hey, listen, we know you tried to skip out here, but listen, you will get this fired, right? You get this work.
You about to get
somewhere else, not working for us, working someplace else. Click. It's a cold world out there, brother. It's a cold world.
Oh, bro. Bro, it's a mean get down, you know, and people are doing whatever they can to not get froze, to not get that frostbite, just like her, right?
Yeah,
she's like, hey, let me dip up out of here. Nah, still got you.
Yeah, man. And Darcel says, nah, take the termination straight up. They got to do it in my face. Look in my eyes and tell me that you're going to let me go. I got a couple phone calls. I got one time when I got laid off was over the phone, but I mean I was working from home anyway, so I didn't really get.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's and how then Chipotle with the extra sauce. Gotta go into the El Baño. Gotta go into El Baño. Yeah. And man. Y'all, if y'all have any like stories that you even heard of that you would have put down for Brombox special, we had somebody else did that. They sent a story to us and it was good. Y'all want to do that and think back to you, you're gonna be yourself. It could be somebody that you know of. And this is a story that you remember as when your younger days on the field. I have heard some stories that I'm like, geez, Louise. Terrible. Tech Coach Ralph says, Joe, was it on your day off? Good question. No, it was not on my day off. It was on a day that I was supposed to be working. And the funny thing about that story is, like, I'll tell that story real quick, and I'll probably tell it on another show. But basically what happened was, it was a time where I was transitioning out from a job where I was working part-time, and then, you know, then I was like, you know, it's not enough. So I got another job. I let them know, hey, I got another job. I'm putting in my, you know, I'm not putting in my 2 weeks notice because I know that right now we don't have anybody to fill a position, but because I'm working part-time, I could hold them both down till you can find somebody. Then the pandemic hit, and my boss calls me and said, hey, so how's the other job looking? Because they're cutting down, right? And so I said, okay, you know, it's fine because I already found something. It was all good. But then as soon as I would go into the computer, and this is a nonprofit. It's not even like a serious job.
Crazy.
Like,
yeah.
There's no like huge information there, whatever. I got shut out that computer like I stole something. They hand me papers like they terminated me. And I was like, really? I technically left first, you know. But anyway, it's just like that. Don't try and play me. Well. Pay me. Yeah, right.
Don't try and play me. I left y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. you ever seen those like movies or shows when they're like, you didn't fire me, I quit. You know.
Oh yeah.
It's like one of those moments where like you didn't fire me, I quit.
You can't fire me.
Yeah, I already left. But it's if you have stories like that you want to share. You can definitely share them as well. We can laugh at our pain in this tough time, and don't misunderstand it. We understand the times are tough right now.
Oh, for sure.
But we just want to make sure that we have an opportunity to laugh at our pain, and sometimes not even laugh. Sometimes reflect. Sometimes it might be like a really sad story, and we just reflect on it and we talk about it.
Yep. No, that's facts.
Yeah. Tech Coach Ralph says, "LOL, Joe was standing there like Denzel in Training Day." You gonna do this to me? Have them playing basketball in Pelican Bay. Oh man, yeah. I mean, I kind of felt that way. I ain't gonna lie. What up, Laura Victorious? What up, the Juan? What up, y'all? Yeah, that's it, man. For us here on Tech Coach.
Yeah.
Talk That Tech. So glad that you're able to rock with us today.
You know, it's one of those things where. I enjoy this time. I do. But all good things must come to an end.
Yes.
And this is the end for today.
Oh, we come to the end.
That's hilarious.
End of the show.
That's hilarious. Yes.
Thank you all. Until next time, tune in with us on Talk That Tech, the
number one tech morning show in the world. We'll see y'all in the next one.
Peace and elbow grease.
Deuces.